Watcher, it's Mike Wynn welcoming you to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. What to start with? I know, something from an album called Last of the Whorehouse Piano Players.
Well, I'm a full-day rider, baby. Will you walk to see me ride? Yeah, I'm a full-day rider, baby. Well, you want to see me ride? Well, I'm once in your saddle, mama. You never want me from your side. Well, I ride when it's hot. Lord, and I ride, mama, when it's cold. Well, you better hurry, pretty baby, now, cause pretty soon I'm gonna be too old. Oh, now, now, baby, mama, tell me, don't you wanna ride with me? Oh, yes, yeah, baby, baby, mama, tell me, don't you wanna ride with me? Get a new thrilling life, mama, you just wait and see.
Every job or profession has a similar saying, but I remember when I first went into computer sales, colleagues saying, "Please don't tell my mother I'm a salesman. She thinks I'm a piano player in a whorehouse." Well, those guys are just that. Two of them, one Jay McShann, is very much in that tradition. The other, Ralph Sutton, comes from, well, the other side of the tracks, a classical background, I should say. Usually very straight-laced. But together, they put on a great show. The Judge Milt Hinton was on bass and Gus Johnson drums. That was a Jay McShann compo, Four-Day Rider. Four as in F-O-R-E. And yes, he sang on it too. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, March 89. And both pianists played Steinway B concert pianos. Not the ones you usually come across in whorehouses, he imagined. Next one's not jazz, but I just fell over it and thought you'd enjoy hearing it.
Thank you.
I've always loved Ry Cooder's guitar playing. He and J.J. Cale were firm faves of mine in the quite near jazz category. This 2003 album was recorded in Havana, with some extra recording added later from L.A. It's Ry Cooder guitar and electric piano, Manuel Galban on guitar, Jim Keltner and Joachim Cooder drums, and yes, Joachim is Ry's son, Orlando Lopez bass and Miguel Diaz on congas. Stunning album, could have played you any of the 12 tracks. Once called Los Twangueros, absolutely fantastic, and a brilliant version of Secret Love. But we have to call that a diversion under our strict trades descriptions limitations. So back to the real thing, a three-horn front line led by the one and only John Coltrane.
Thank you.
and another Rudy Van Gelder recording session. This Prestige LP was recorded in April 57, so this is John Coltrane's first album as a leader. Up and until this recording, and in fact beyond this date, he was mainly known as a prodigiously talented sideman in the best known of the Miles Davis quintets. And don't forget, the recording we've just heard was a couple of years before the seminal Kinda Blue LP. This is a sextet, Coltrane tenor, two baritones, Pepper Adams and Cecil Payne, Mal Waldron piano, Doug Watkins bass and Art Taylor drums. And that was a Mal Waldron compo, Velvet Scene. Of the six songs on this album, all are written by the Sidemen, Coltrane being happy just to play. It's a fascinating LP, showing us Train in his formative years before he developed into one of the most influential tenor players of all time. Next, it's Ellington. It's not a classic, not at all, and more of interest to Ellington followers for the rarity of this particular recording. And despite the announcer, we know it best as Moon Mist.
Now the Duke highlights instrumentally Wallace Jones on first trumpet, Ben Webster on tenor sax. It's another number written by the Duke's son Mercer Ellington, Mist on the Moon. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to a close this series of broadcasts by Duke Ellington and his great orchestra, who've been playing from the Southlands Dining.
Recorded Feb 1941, and for many, the ultimate Ellington band. This is a remote broadcast from the Casa Manana in Culver City, and by this date in 41, the two new superstars, Ben Webster and Jimmy Blanton, were well established in the band. And sadly, Blanton, the revolutionary bassist, only had another 7 months in the band before he succumbed to TB. Ben Webster's tenor solos were a rarity on Moon Mist, as the song was usually a vehicle for Ray Nance's violin. I'll feature another number from this broadcast in a later show. This is a truly amazing lineup. Just listen to the trombone section as an example to give you an idea. Joe, Tricky Sam Nanton, Lawrence Brown, Juan Tisol. We don't often go back to the 40s. That trip was well worth it. But let's come more up to date. Well, early 50s. Reds galore. It was the Red Norvo Trio in October 52, Red on Vibes, the magnificent Tal Farlow guitar, and Red Mitchell bass. No, Tal Farlow didn't have red hair. In fact, there are precious few photos of Red Norvo with any hair. He seemed to have lost his hair in his early 20s. He was a graduate of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, then Charlie Barnett, then Benny Goodman, and was in Woody Herman's First Heard, and seamlessly went from swing to bop and played with Bird, Diz and Mingus. Much underrated muso. Mingus had already been a regular member of Red's trio up and until this particular recording. As you know, that was Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark, up there with his even more famous Stardust. Next, we're off to Buckingham. Thank you. Yusef Lateef leading a quintet in October 57. Rudy Van Gelder was, yet again, the recording engineer. Each and every one of the musos here plays more than one instrument. Five musos, 16 instruments in all, including some that you wouldn't at first blush think of in musical terms. A 7-up bottle, balloon, two balloons in fact, earthboard, Turkish finger cymbals, Chinese gong. Lateef was one of the very first jazzers to experiment with Middle Eastern and Asian rhythms and instruments. He also made some of his own instruments. That song, rather oddly, after all that talk of the Middle East and Asia, was called Buckingham, a Lateef original and surely not named after the county capital of Bucks. Surely not. Lateef on tenor on that song, Wilbur Harden flugelhorn, Hugh Lawson piano, Ernie Farrow bass, Oliver Jackson drums. That quintet, with some personnel changes, stayed together for 4 years, 55 to 59. It's guitar time. Cheryl Bailey is the guitarist and leader on this early 2013 recording session. Her trio had been together gigging for some 5 years before this date. The liner notes talk of the trio as, quote, they can deliver lines as fluid and graceful as a screensaver, or produce something powerful enough to drive nails at 40 feet, unquote. Well, that covers it all. They switched the lights on too. Ron Oswanski was on Hammond B3 and Ian Froman drums. That song, The Lioness, was one of Cheryl's own compos. Here's a pianist we should feature more often. Mm-hmm. Earl Father Hines in L.A. in July, August 54. That was Hollywood Hop, but bearing more than a little resemblance to some other well-known jazz songs. Gene Redd was the trumpeter, Dickie Wells trombone, Leroy Harris and Jerome Richardson reeds, Earl piano of course, Paul Binnings bass and Hank Milo drums. Hines has a very special place in the history of the jazz piano, from almost ragtime to swing to bop. Hines was there. From his 1920 days with Louis Armstrong to his 1940s big bands that included the likes of Parker and Dizzy, from solo piano concerts and recordings up to big bands, Hines was there. And yet, inexcusably, that's only his fourth outing on our show in over 7 years of broadcasting. It's funny how trombonists just love playing with other trombonists. That's the title of this Jan 96 recording in New Orleans. What? With a question mark and an exclamation mark. The two trombonists were Ronald Westray and Wycliffe Pinecone Gordon, and the album is called Bone Structure, a name apparently suggested by Wycliffe's mama, Lena Bell, who was married to, unsurprisingly, Lucius Gordon Sr., and their children were called Lucius Jr., Wycliffe, Karen, Chell, Tonya Bonya, and then, after running out of inspiration, Eric. Marcus Roberts, piano, Reginald Veal, bass, Herlin Riley, drums, all three being, together with Wycliffe, graduates of Wynton Marsalis's orchestra. Here's Ben Webster as a leader this time, and with strings. Could really have made that our Ellingtonia slot for this week, because in addition to the incomparable Ben Webster on tenor, a certain Billy Strayhorn was on piano, and Strays did the arrangements throughout this album, and Louis Belson drums, plus Tony Scott clarinet, George Duvivier bass, and three unnamed violinists, recorded in New York in May 54. That was the Gershwin Brothers' 1938 song Love Is Here to Stay, originally titled It's Here to Stay, then Our Love Is Here to Stay, but whichever title we use, it's now a jazz standard, and rightly so. It's vocal time next. No, this is not really jazz, for the second time this week, but think we deserve to hear it. It's the wonderful Barb Jung.
falling into the night. People so busy make me feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright, but I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. I am so lazy, don't want to wonder, I stay at home at night. But I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Cross over the river where they feel safe and sound, and they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise.
Barb Young is beyond category, to use a well-known saying, a singer whose range covers jazz, folk, pop, and everything in between. I love her work. She's constantly touring, and if you haven't already, you should see her live. She plays the smaller venues, for example, the Town Hall in Old Hemel Hempstead. This is a re-release of her April 99 album called Bear. This has now been retitled to confuse us as Bear Again. Just Barb and Russell Cherney on piano, and that was a terrific version of Ray Davies' Waterloo Sunset, which was a big, big hit for the Kinks, if you remember. That was back in the summer of 66. Here's one of our fave songs.
Thank you.
sure you recognise the Romberg Hammerstein classic, written in 1928, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. This version was recorded in New York in March 2002 under the leadership of drummer Joe Chambers, who also plays vibraphone and marimba on other tracks. Gary Bartz, alto, Eric Reed, piano, Rufus Reed, no relation, and in fact the Reeds aren't even spelt the same way, Rufus Reed on drums. The album is called Urban Grooves. And we're going to close this week with a bit more Gershwin. It's from a great album that clarinetist Buddy DeFranco made with Oscar Peterson on piano, a 15-piece big band, and strings arranged and conducted by Russ Garcia. Recorded in L.A. in December 54, I Got Rhythm. I really hope you've enjoyed this gentle stroll along the record shelves with me, Mike Wynn, and equally hope you'll be back for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz next week. Until then, please take care. Keep well.